Hi there. This is the kid with the cash register, the character with the loot. Alex, pick up a couple of bucks. Cooper. And as usual, nothing in the cash register. We're on the air tonight for Coronet Cigarettes from the Coronet Tobacco Stand. For 25 minutes of fun, music, anything else that might happen. And, of course, to tell you of the finest cigarette on the market. One that has a new taste thrill for you. Coronet Cigarettes. And you'll find that everyone is saying, Coronet, there's a fine cigarette. But enough about our commercials for now, for we'll tell you more about Coronet Cigarettes later. Let's get on with the clam bake. So, vocal group, what are we going to do for Coronet Cigarettes tonight, huh?
We're going to pick up a couple of bucks tonight. Hear the cash register ringing. It's Alex Cooper bringing you his record review.
Let's help him pick up a couple of bucks tonight.
Keep your dial tuned to the station.
The best in vocalization. He'll be spinning for you and you and you.
Pick up a couple of rugs and clear the parlor floor.
And you may pick up a couple of hugs
from the one that you adore.
Why don't you pick up a couple of pens and write?
He'll play songs that you mention. And though you're paying attention, though you're way out of sight, let Cooper pick up a couple of bucks and maybe a couple of friends tonight.
Let's pick up a couple of bucks for Coronet Cigarettes tonight. This is Alex, pick up a couple of bucks, Cooper. We're at the Coronet Tobacco Stand. Must explain it. I'm doing the program right from the Coronet Tobacco Stand because, well, you see, I'm a disc jockey, that's what I'm called, and I like Coronet cigarettes, too. So we sell them on the air, and we sell them here at the tobacco stand. A lot of people have been asking me, what is a disc jockey? Well, I have to explain that simply by saying there are a lot of people in show business that have different talents. There are some who have talent for playing musical instruments, and then there are dancers, and very talented dramatic actors, and I have a talent of my own. I play phonograph records. Yeah, I suppose it's no talent, but I make a living at it. Well, with the tobacco stand and the show, the tobacco stand is the big problem in my life. It's becoming such a job. I just like to have somebody help me. Somebody doesn't have to be too smart. Just sweep up occasionally, stack with stock, or stock with stack, one or the other. Just any sort of a guy. Some character that's smart enough to come in out of the rain. Well, what do you want?
It's raining outside.
Will you say that again?
I say it's raining out and I was getting wet.
How would you like a job, my boy?
Well, I just came in to keep dry and to get some Coronet cigarettes.
Well, it's an easy job, and you're smart enough to come in out of the rain, and all you have to do is a little cleaning occasionally and stacking the stock, and I'll give you all of the Coronet cigarettes you want.
All of the Coronet cigarettes I want?
Mm-hmm. I'll play records for you, too.
Hey, you're Alex Cooper.
That's right.
I've heard you on the radio.
Well,
now, let's get this straight. You want me to work for you?
Yes, I want you to be my clerk here in the Coronet tobacco stand.
And I get all the Coronets I can smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact that you'll play records for
mm-hmm.
me. It's a deal.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Tom Brennan.
Well, Tom, you're officially the clerk now of the Coronet tobacco stand.
Good.
And I have your first job for you.
Oh?
Yeah, well, if you'll take this broom and grip it tightly in your hot little fist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, use a back-and-forth motion on the stockroom in the back.
You mean sweep?
Well, I put it bluntly, yes. Go out there and clean up a bit while I take care of the music portion of our program.
Oh, boy, 3 minutes ago I was all wet, and now I'm working for Coronet.
Kid's a poet. Well, let's say we turn to music. Here's the granddaddy of the blues to open tonight's program with Erskine Hawkins in the orchestra from the pen of W.C. Handy, the immortal St. Louis Blues. the St. Louis Blues with the orchestra of Erskine Hawkins.
You sell cigars here, sir?
Well, yes, we do. We sell cigars, cigarettes. This is the Coronet tobacco counter.
Fine, fine. Box of cigars, please.
Yes, sir, but may I inquire, first of all, if I'm not too presumptuous, why three hats?
I'm a politician, sir. Politician. Man of the people. Senator Horatio Q. Clatchhammer. Clatchhammer at your service.
Clatch what?
Hammer, sir. Hammer.
Clatchhammer. Yeah, fine. Yeah, but why the three hats?
One's to throw in the political ring, one's to wear, and the other one's to talk through. That's a funny saying, my boy.
Yeah.
But enough of this niff-naff. Some cigars, sir, to pass out at my speeches to the constituents.
Senator, have you ever considered passing out cigarettes?
Don't be silly, man. Who ever heard of a politician giving away cigarettes?
Well, it might be something new, an innovation. You'd really get votes if you'd pass out Coronet cigarettes.
Coronet, eh?
Yeah, I have a pack right here. Would you like to try one?
Yeah, it's free, is it?
Yeah, right. Here you are.
Mm-hmm. Now,
my lighter?
Yes. Now. Damn, sir, that is good. Coronet, you say?
It's a milder, smoother smoke, Senator. You see, Coronet has, of course, the finest tobaccos. That gives you a better flavor, and milder, too.
Enough said, my boy. I'll take a carton.
All right, and you'll find that you've never enjoyed smoking until you've smoked a Coronet.
And a box of cigars.
Well, now, wait a minute. I thought I had you converted to Coronet cigarettes, Senator.
Don't be silly, man, silly. The cigars are to give away. I'm keeping these mild coronets for myself.
Well, I don't blame you, Senator.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And remember, sir, to be alert. Your votes will be appreciated. And until the next time at election time, well.
Phew. Senator Clatchhammer, huh? Well, he bought a carton of Coronet cigarettes. That's all I wanted out of him. Here's Vaughn Monroe in the orchestra, and for once, Vaughn isn't going to sing. That's a switch for Vaughn Monroe. He's chosen a Victor Herbert selection for our program tonight, and it's called Toyland. Monroe and the orchestra, Victor Herbert's Toyland.
Gee, that's pretty music, Mr. Cooper. I came in from the stockroom. Vaughn Monroe.
Oh, you got a chance to hear it, did you?
Yeah, I love that. You sure play pretty records.
Tom, will you take over out here for a minute? You might as well get used to working at the counter. I have to go into the back room for a moment or so and check some of the new things that have come into our stockroom. So if you don't mind, I'll let you stand out here.
Oh, sure. Gee. Gee, look.
I'll be back in just a moment, boy.
Okay, Mr. Cooper. Gee, look at here. It's Coronet stacked up as high as you can see them, and I'm working, and oh, boy, everything's fine. Well, who's this?
Hello.
Oh, a little girl. Hello, little girl. What's your name?
My name's Susie.
Oh, Susie. Well, can I help you, Susie?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, you can, you see. In school, my teacher wants me to answer a question, and maybe you can give me the answer.
Well, I'll try. This is a tobacco stand, but I'll try and be of help. What's the question?
Well, the question deals with tobacco. You see, my teacher wants to know, where do you find fine tobacco? And I'm not very smart at arithmetic.
That's geography, Susie, but you came to the right place. Now, you want to know where you can find fine tobacco.
Yes,
well,
but...
Susie, you can find fine tobacco in some parts of North Carolina.
Yes.
You can find fine tobacco in some parts of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You can find fine tobacco in some parts of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
But, Susie, you'll always find fine tobacco in all parts of Coronet cigarettes.
Ah, oh, gee, that's wonderful.
And here's some bubble gum, Susie.
Thank you very much. And I noticed that you formulated your phrases with meticulous exactitude, although I'd say you were inebriated with exuberance of your own verbosity.
What did you say? Say, did all that come out of you?
Yes.
Well, Susie, drop back in any time, huh?
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, Susie. Oh, gee, what a nice little kid she was.
Who was that, Tom? Who was the...
Mr. Cooper. A little girl came in while you were gone, and she wanted me to help her with her problems.
Well, that was that was little Susie Crummeyer Vaught. She's the little girl that lives up the street.
Susie Crummeyer Vaught.
Mm-hmm.
Such a long name, such a little girl.
Yes, but such a sweet little kid, too. Well, let's turn back to the musical portion of our program, what we call the musical department.
Mm-hmm.
So, for once again, we have music, and this time it's the orchestra of Ralph Flanagan. For a selection, It Might As Well Be Spring. Once more, we've had more wonderful music from the cornet.
Barney, my name's Edwin E. Edwin. Got the cigar. You got the cigar store. I got the cab stand outside.
I wondered who had that new job.
Get it right. I'm driving the cab.
Well, what can I do for you, Edwin?
Well, I got a fare out there, and he wants some cigarettes. Got any? Give me a package.
Well, how about cornet cigarettes?
Oh, any kind. That aroma, are you smoking one?
Yes, that's Coronet, the finer, milder, tastier cigarette with the quality tobaccos in the quality pack. It's a fine cigarette. That's the way we describe it, Edwin. It's just a fine cigarette.
Wow, I never knew there was that much difference. Give me a carton. I want some for myself. And, hey, I'll be back to see you from time to time, Cooper. You and me can do business.
Okay, Edwin. Boy, that boy bought that carton of cigarettes fast. I wish we could sell them that fast all the time. Can you hear us now? What was that one we're playing right now? That just about wraps things up from the Coronet Tobacco Counter for tonight, Tom. That just about wraps it up from the Coronet Tobacco Shop for tonight, Tom.
That's Ladies and gentlemen, from the old Coronet Tobacco Stand, we've presented 25 minutes of fun, festivities, nonsense, and anything else that might happen. Be sure to join us again tomorrow night at 9:30 when Coronet Cigarettes will present the Coronet Tobacco Stand with Alex Cooper, his records, and friends. Alex?
All right, you are, Tommy. So until then, this is the kid with the cash register, the character with the loot. Alex, pick up a couple of bucks. Cooper, thanking all of you for being with us tonight, and until tomorrow, reminding you that the attractive package that is indicative of a finer cigarette means Coronet. Mild, smooth, and what a flavor. You've never enjoyed smoking until you've smoked a Coronet. Remember, Coronet, there's a fine cigarette. So until the next time when, possibly you do tune the program again, this is Alex Cooper saying so long for a while.
All characters depicted on tonight's program were played by Alex Cooper and me, Tom Brennan.